Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert. From Christina.
Hey.
She says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, why do cars have a warning light that comes on and says low temperature outside? And furthermore, why does it come on a mile or so after you've started driving? It is so irritating. Obviously, if I've gotten in, started the car, and begun driving, I know it's cold outside already.
Yeah.
Why does it do this? Does this bother anyone else? Thanks, Christina, 530 Club listener.
I have a theory.
I get the little snowflake.
Okay.
That's what I get for my cold warning.
I get the, and it is at 37 degrees when this happens.
Look at that, whip it.
I get the.
Your automotive expert.
Yeah. Well, my last two cars have both been 37 degrees. So the last car, it used to go like ding, ding, ding. Like, I'm like, what's wrong? And it's like, oh, it's 37. And this one just says the statement, possible ice on road.
Right.
So I feel like that's the reason. That must be some cutoff temperature.
I think you're exactly right. That's where road conditions
that.
Can begin to change.
Yeah. Mm.
Or something like that. Do you have that in your car, Violetta?
If I do, I've never noticed it.
You'd notice, I think.
Yeah, so I must
I'm not so sure.
No?
I'm not so sure.
You know how you can change, like, trip A and trip B?
Yeah.
So I click that button sometimes where it just changes, like, screens for some reason. And I try to read that and understand what it's telling me.
Right.
But I don't really know, and I don't know how many miles I've driven.
What does this have to do with the current time?
Well, because I think that signal would be in that same box where I change those little screens.
You sure you don't have a little snowflake on there somewhere?
No.
A little nothing on the Honda?
I would have noticed a snowflake for sure.
Yeah, I believe it is the change in driving conditions, but if there is somebody that has any more insight into that, we lost Tony, but we have Antonio, so it could be the same person.
True.
I know. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Great. Was Whip correct on his little snowflake low weather or cold temperature warning?
He wasn't too far off. It actually has a lot to do with your tires. Most cars come with like all season or summer tires.
Right.
And when it gets below freezing temperatures, they get too hard. Right. And then they don't really do their job as far as traction and stopping power.
Warning you about you got to warm your tires up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just,
you know, drive a little more careful.
Yeah. You know, I was driving the other day, Antonio, and I got the low tire warning because of probably the cold weather, right? So I stopped by my neighborhood automotive place. They're nice people. I pull right in. They're like, yeah, we'll just put some air in it. You'll be fine. So I pull in and put air in it. They're like, all right, we'll see you later. No charge. Then 2 days later, it pops up again. I go back in. I go, something must be up. And they're like, ah, huge nail in there.
Yeah. Neglected to notice that.
Yeah, that's probably I-88 for you.
Yeah.
Antonio knows the stuff here.
Yeah. That's where they keep all the nails.
Especially if you ride the shoulder.
Thank you, Antonio. Sometimes you got to grease a guy. Get things done, just like Steve bought his treadmill on eBay. The guys who delivered it, and he's like, I need this taken upstairs. Like, yeah, can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Except for the right price, I could.
Hmm.
That's the Chicago way.
Yeah.
Totally.
Whip, maybe Rich can help you. He can teach you how to grease a tow truck guy. Rich?
Yeah, 68 Shelby Mustang getting fixed up but sitting in the driveway. Anyhow, somebody must have called the cops. Tow truck driver comes by. Yeah, I got to tow this car. I got a special on it, $50. Drive it around the block. It'll be in the garage by the time you come back. No, man, I got a special, $100. Guess what? He drove around the block. You'd be amazed how fast you could clean out the garage and push a car.
That's awesome. I like it.
That's great.
Greasing guys. Hey there, Mark.
How you doing?
Good.
Home of bribes, Las Vegas. Whenever I check in, I always give them a $20 bribe, and I usually get an upgraded suite and a good view of the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know.
Can't beat that. Yeah, you know, I tried that once, Mark. It didn't get me anywhere. I must have handled it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did wrong. I picked the wrong person to bribe.
Oh, yeah.
The wrong person to grease.
You got to feel them out.
Oh, I don't know about this one. Brian.
Hey. I had to grease the crane operator on a job to use this crane, and it only cost me a cool $3,500.
Oh, I've heard of that.
$3,500 to use a guy's crane?
Because you got to pay him. You got to pay the iron workers, who are the worst people to deal with, and the general, and the laborers, whole
Seems
shakedown.
Really expensive.
It is the whole Chicago shakedown. What would it be if you didn't grease them?
Probably about 15,000.
There you
okay.
go.
Well, that's a deal then.
Yeah, he's working bargains.
Yeah.
The unexpected place to grease a guy at number three, Rick.
Yeah, so we all got daughters except for Violetta, and it was my kid's birthday, and we had 10 people. We went to Chuck E. Cheese, and there was like an hour and a half list on that line. I dropped her a 50. A minute later, we get a phone call. Your party is ready.
Nice.
You should see the look of disgust on Whip's face.
Oh, no. I don't doubt that would work. A 50. I think he could have gotten it for 20.
Yeah. Yeah, right to the front of the line.
My dad would have done the same thing.
Look at that. Look at that. At number two, greased a guy. You got greased, Renee.
Yep. I greased my son $5 so I could pop the hugest zit on his back.
Ew.
Oh,
I felt that pop.
Ooh. Oh, God. And finally, in at number one, when it's time to grease a guy, Barbara.
Well, how about going out on a date with a police officer to get out of a speeding ticket?
Ah, there it is.
Gotta do it, honey.
It worked.
So he pulls you over. He's giving you a speeding ticket. He says, we should go grab drinks sometimes. Was it like that?
Yeah, and it worked.
Huh? Hello, dog.
I love it.
Saved myself the ticket.
I bet it did.
And you got dinner.
Was it just one date, or did you date the cop multiple times?
Just one date.
Yeah, that's the Chicago way right there. All right, let's find out what's trending on Twitter. Top three things at the social media desk is Violetta at number three.
Celebrities have taken the Elf on the Shelf rhyme to a whole new level by rhyming their names with other celebrities and then putting a miniature version of those celebrities on their shoulder in a picture.
Okay.
Some examples like Grease on Reese, so the Grease dancing on Reese Witherspoon, Hanks on Banks, and then my favorite, which was Penn on Jen. Sean Penn on Jennifer Gardner's shoulder.
Oh, really?
It's like, this is funny. Everybody's doing it.
Is the Elf showing up on the shelf in your house, Whip?
Oh, yeah. She's there.
Really?
Okay. Cutie the Elf, yeah.
Cutie.
Yeah, she wears giant headphones.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even sure how she got those, but she's got them.
That's great.
Yeah.
She moves around while you sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, trending on Twitter number two.
Floyd Mayweather announced that he's going to be fighting against YouTuber Logan Paul.
He's the only guy I know that can run out of $100 million that quickly and have to fight
right,
again.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, by the way, doesn't he get arrested on a semi-regular basis, too?
I think he does. He likes to stir up trouble. He's officially fought a vlogger and a rapper before. Mayweather, you know, is undefeated in his career with a record of 50-0. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are excited and looking forward to this ridiculous fight and asking why. And like you already mentioned, Eric, it's the money.
Right. So a lot of money for getting punched in the head. Yeah. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag Halsey is trending as fans are reacting to the news that Halsey, Steve Aokia, and Love are going to be joining BTS on their big hit entertainment artist on their New Year's Eve concert.
Everybody's
looking forward.
Whip loves a BTS on New Year's Eve.
Was that Steve Aoki?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that not what I said?
I think he said Okia, which reminded me of IKEA, but
stop printing its catalog. See
that's
that?
True. Right. I did see that.
All sorts of stuff breaking.
That's right.
And where did Amber go? I think it was Amber. I really wanted to hear about Luke.
Oh, wow. Luke. Okay.
Yeah, call back 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has a name in your relationship that's just going to cause a fight. On Overheard in Chicago, they posted somewhere out there, your name comes up when couples argue.
Okay.
Hi there, Ashley.
Hi.
The name in your relationship that's just going to cause a fight.
Kimmy.
Kimmy. Kimmy.
Kimmy, yeah. You know what? Actually, I feel that one, girlfriend.
Yeah. Kimmy. Kimmy, what happened there?
Long story short, it's my husband's aunt through marriage. It's her sister. And before I came around, she supposedly always had a thing for my husband. Mm. And he told me that way in the beginning, but supposedly nothing ever came of it.
Right,
but
right.
She is always creeping on his social media. She's like 50 years old, 49, something like that.
Nothing but fights when Kimmy's name comes up.
Oh, yeah.
Eye rolls and fights.
Mm-hmm.
The name that's guaranteed to cause a disagreement in your relationship, Beth.
Alexis.
Alexis. Oh. All right.
What happened with her?
Alexis.
She met my fiance on Tinder, and I met my fiance on Tinder on the same time, and they hung out after we started,
and they had slept together, and they hung out after we started to date, and I kind of just never got to meet her, and it got to be really weird, really fast,
right.
And
right.
I never fully was comfortable with them being friends, and he just kind of was like, well, I don't have feelings for her, but I'm like, oh, doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting when you're having fights, that sound effect of the voice always coming, oh, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Alexis. I'm fine.
Yep, Tinder. Nothing but trouble there on Tinder. You meet people on Tinder, bad things are going to happen. All right, the most swiped man on Tinder has offered his key piece of advice for using the dating app, which he credits for helping him make a record-breaking 14,600 matches.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Is that a lot?
That's
14,000?
14,600 people want a piece of that.
Yeah, that's a lot. I just, yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Model and pilot Stephane Pierre.
Right.
Oh, God, I already hate him.
Is he real?
I already hate him. Yeah, Stephane Pierre. What do you do, Stephane? Well, I'm a model and a pilot.
You cannot be both. You gotta pick one, Stephane.
Creeping me out. Model and pilot Stephane Pierre. And how many of you are Googling him right now? I know. Just Violetta is. Look at her.
Yeah.
She couldn't get to her keyboard quickly enough.
Oh, he's got a nice tongue.
What?
Nice. He sticks his tongue out in the picture.
Well, maybe that's the key. Stick around for this.
Oh,
model and pilot Stephane Pierre earned the title of Mr. Tinder. I think you get a trophy for that.
Yeah.
In 2019, after the app released data revealing his incredible number of matches in just 2 years, now he's heading to Australia, telling Perth Now that he's hoping to meet up with Suicide Squad actress Margot Robbie. So he's just going to Australia going, Margot Robbie probably wants me.
Setting his sights pretty high.
Margot Robbie, I think, is my ideal woman. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I definitely give her a 1. He can't even figure out the scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, he's all backwards. He's giving her the number one position. Don't hate on him, Eric.
He's a disaster.
Maybe it's in Celsius or something.
Well, he's also had interest from UK celebs, including Katy Price and a couple of Love Islanders.
I don't think they put bad-looking people on Love Island, I'll just say that.
Is that the one where they're naked?
I think, or at least nearly.
Pierre's number one piece of dating advice is not based on looks. Yeah, right. Tomlin says it's definitely important to have a bit of character on your bio. Hence the sticking out of the tongue, maybe.
Oh, wow.
There's no point in just being good-looking in photos if you're bland to talk to. I always look for personality, someone who can have a laugh. There's no way that creep is going through trying to find, I got to find a good personality picture.
No, no way.
Of course. No, it's got to say something, It's got to move you in a certain direction.
So that's it. Find some kind of personality. Stick your tongue out. That's what you're looking for, ladies. A guy who sticks his tongue out in his profile picture. I asked that because I also saw this on our friends Overheard in Chicago.
What'd they say?
Someone posted, what are you looking for in a man? ... And the response was, someone who isn't also dating 9 other people. So that would be this guy right there.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in the phrase, what are you looking for in a man? But I'd like to add something to that.
Okay.
What are you looking for in a man that's hard to find? Because in the past, when we've asked a question like this, it's always a man, someone with a job, a man who doesn't live at home with his mother. Those are pretty cliche standard things, right?
Right. Everyone would want that.
What would you throw on that list that we might not, or maybe we haven't heard before? What are you looking for in a man that's hard to find? Beyond, he's got to have a job and not live with his mother.
Like, right.
What other piece, take a second and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
What other piece is important that you're looking for in a man that you find is difficult to find a man who has?
Sure.
What would that be? 312-233-1019. You see, this is maybe part of the problem. You haven't really taken the time to think about what you're looking for in a man that's generally hard to find.
Yeah.
Maybe if you identify specifically what you're looking for, that's when you find it. Like this creepy Tinder guy.
Okay. What's his name again?
Stephane Pierre.
Stephane. I couldn't remember if it was Pierre Stephane or Stephane Pierre.
Of course, Violetta's got it all stored.
Sorry,
away.
I'm on his site.
She's already got a date with him on Friday.
Yeah. What are you looking for in a man that's generally hard to find, Amy?
Gentlemanliness. Opening the door. My husband opened the door for me. I had a friend who would walk on the street side of the sidewalk every time we were together.
Do you find that? Because I've heard that one before. Is it really hard to find that?
Yes.
Is it really?
God, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. So nobody does it.
Really? A gentleman that opens the door and walks on the side of the street, so if a Camry's out of control barreling down the street, you take the hit.
Exactly. Or
right.
a puddle.
Right, and
flashes.
She walks away to go meet another guy on Tinder. There you go. What are you looking for in a man that's hard to find? Adriana.
A man with a good credit score.
Good credit score. There we go.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pays
credit
his bills.
Karma check. He's good to go, huh? Is that hard to find?
Buy you a house.
That can buy you a house.
Well,
okay.
I'm not sure. My guy's got a really good credit score.
Do you keep track of it regularly?
No, but he likes to tell me, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's hard to bring up in conversation.
Yeah. Hey, what's your credit score, babe?
Or if you have a good one, if you try to work it in as a guy.
Yeah.
What do we have for Adriana?
You have won a $100 gift certificate to Emma. It's a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Emma is a Mediterranean restaurant that showcases a California style of cooking.
I'm just imagining you try to work at it like, you know what? Do we need to go take out a loan today for any reason? Could you come with me just to see how that goes?
You know, I'm looking here on the menu and I see the filet is $39.99. Really, the only person that can afford that is a guy with a good credit score. Did I mention to you?
So Emma has Mediterranean small plates, sure to satisfy, just like a good credit score.
Right. Yeah. Well, would you look at this bill? Not every man would be able to pay this unless your credit score is above 750. You are so hot right now. Bad haircuts.
Oh, gosh.
Bad haircuts. How many do you need? Take two. How many do you think you've had, Violetta?
I've had three.
Three.
One very bad. Two, just I shouldn't have had bangs.
Gotcha. Hey, Whip, I know you don't fall under the woman category, and I apologize.
No, that's okay.
But how many bad haircuts have you had in your life?
20?
It's hard for a man to get a bad haircut, though.
Well,
they're all kind of the same.
Here's the thing. It's always the same cut. Sometimes it is good, and sometimes it's bad. So I've probably had like 20 of, that's a bad haircut this time. Then you just get the same thing the next time, but it's better.
The difference is you walk in here with a bad haircut, and Violetta walks in here with a bad haircut on the same day. I don't even notice yours.
Well, exactly. Yeah, right. So I guess it would be more like, have I ever had a bad hairstyle? Well, just one, and that's permanent.
Yeah.
Well, remember my sideburns I accidentally got cut?
Yeah, that was a good look. They were those mutton chop sideburns, went all the way down.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was horrible.
The average woman will experience in her lifetime how many bad haircuts? 312-233-1019. Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're doing great. How many bad haircuts do you think, Laura?
I'm thinking about 13.
13. Wow. No. Thankfully, that's too high.
Okay. That is a lot.
Thankfully. But thank you for the guess. Ken, how many bad haircuts will a woman have in her lifetime?
Around four.
Four. That's the average, and that is right. Four.
Ken, you know you're women.
Yeah, so the good news is, Violetta, you're almost there. There's only one more to go.
Great, and then I hopefully am done with
that. And you're home free. The average woman will experience four tragic bad haircuts in her life. The kind that bring tears to her eyes, and she can't wait for them to grow out. She will also have six different haircut styles.
Oh, yeah.
So your sideburn style you went for, that's one of your six.
It wasn't intentional.
When you had sideburns.
It wasn't intentional.
And a woman will experience four different dye job colors.
Okay? That's it?
Over the course of her lifetime.
I do four, like...
In a year.
Yeah.
So you're driving the rate up versus those that are bringing it down. They also say the most iconic hairstyle of all time that they believe that's coming back, maybe even in 2021, which one is it?
Princess Diana.
No, good guess.
The Rachel Friends thing?
Also a good guess. No, older. Go to the 80s.
Oh, Stevie Nicks? I don't know.
Stevie Nicks.
I don't know.
I don't even know what her hair looks like.
I think she had one of these. A perm.
No.
Ah!
No, it's a poster that every man had up.
Farrah Fawcett.
There it is. Farrah Fawcett.
It spells the word sex in the hair locks if you look at it carefully. Do you know that? I joke you not.
No, I joke you not.
What are you, all of a sudden you're the Mandalorian?
I S you not, my friend.
I joke you not.
Yeah.
I joke you not.
At least that's like the urban legend. I don't know if it's actually true, but yeah. In the poster.
Just a second ago, you told me it was absolutely true. Well, now you're telling me it's an urban legend. You don't know if it is true.
Well, no. At least that is what the claim is, that is supposedly true.
I feel like that's a joke.
Pull up that picture right now. The Farrah Fawcett. So they've constructed her hair, the locks, to say sex?
At one spot on her head of hair, it'll say sex if you look at the hair really carefully.
Has anybody else heard this? I've never heard this.
I swear I could.
I joke you not.
I could not have made that up if I tried.
Somebody stared at this poster for a very long time to try and find that.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
For real, I am.
Man, she looks really good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing. You see sex in the hair there?
I can't tell. I'm looking at a lot of things.
Yeah, keep looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see like an S by her shoulder. I could see that being an S, and I'm trying to find the EX. I don't know.
Maybe
really
we could post that picture.
Okay.
I want you to post that, and I want you to put under it, whip claims. Whip claims that in this photo, her hair spells out the word sex. Can you spot it? We kid you not.
We kid you not.
No, we joke you not.
Or we S you not. You can say that, too. Yeah.
Can you put that in there? Maybe see if anybody can spot it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, where are you going to put that? Where are you gonna
I'm going to put it everywhere, at Eric Morning Mix, on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'll see if you can check it out. The story out of Great Britain, as the Pfizer vaccine is now being used in Great Britain, the very first dose was given to a non-participant of a trial at 12:01 our time. 6:31 a.m. their time, I believe. And her name, tell me for the 15th time.
Margaret Keenan.
Lovely woman. And then the story came out, okay, so she's a nursing home resident. She's 91. Do you think the Queen and Prince Philip will get it? The Queen is 94.
Four.
And Prince Philip is 137.
Close.
Yeah, but he looks 99.
He looks great.
Yeah, he does.
And the royal family, no word as to whether or not they will do that yet.
No word.
Okay, so we thought all this going on, then Violetta had a question about her grandma. That way we get a hold of our good friend, Dr. Kevin Most, the chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine at Central DuPage Hospital. Hi, Dr. Most.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. What is your day like today with all of this underway?
My day is COVID vaccine all day today.
All day long. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we'll still do our normal COVID stuff, you know, just taking care of the patients that are here and are planning and looking at what we're looking at over the next 7 days. But right now we have a lot of logistics going on with the vaccine release.
Are you seeing the surge that everyone talked about, the post-Thanksgiving surge?
Yeah, unfortunately we are. You know, we're not at the peak where we were, but we're certainly seeing more patients coming in than we're discharging each day. So that just creeps up on our total number, and we'll be back well over 100 here shortly.
Wow. You know, we asked for some questions earlier for people to text in. We got some great ones. One of them was, and I think this is interesting, what will we be watching for from the other countries vaccinating before us? What are the things that we plan to learn? Because, you know, they've started in Great Britain. What specifically are we going to be looking at with their process?
Yeah, I think this is a great time to be second. You know, we always say we want to be first. This is a great time to be second for a couple reasons. You have to remember that the vaccine, when we did these clinical trials, we were talking about 30,000 people that were vaccinated, and we looked at their side effects, and we looked at how they handled it. And they did it actually on a very slow and meticulous basis. What we are going to look at right now is a mass vaccination. Look at what's happening in the UK right now. Large numbers. We're talking now millions. So we're looking at a couple things. One, how did you do the process? How did you get them through quickly and safely? And then two, now we're starting to see more people. Are there more side effects that they didn't identify during the clinical trial that we have to be concerned about?
Yeah, everybody seems to be. That's the number one question. Then you keep hearing statistics. Some people are going to get the vaccine. Others want to hold back. And then this one came in. Can you ask if the vaccine is something you're going to need every year like a flu shot, or is this, you know, a one and done with the initial shot and the booster?
Yeah, it's interesting. The early data right now, because you have to remember, we've only been vaccinating people for a couple of months now. But as they're doing the blood testing on them and looking at the response, it looks like this may be more of a long term, more like a 1 year, 5 year, not a 1 year, more like a 5 year, 10 year. So maybe more like a tetanus shot than it would be an influenza shot. Now, that's under the premise that this thing doesn't mutate at all. And if it doesn't, then really long-term immunity may be easy with just a couple of vaccinations.
Doctor, with it being so brand new and the fact that they did it so quickly, do you know of people in the medical community who are looking like, well, I'm not sure if I want to take this right away, or do you think doctors, nurses, et cetera, are like all 100% on board with it as soon as they can?
Yeah, Whip, I'll tell you, the next 15 minutes are going to be the ones that's going to answer that question. And you say, 15 minutes, what are you talking about? It's a quarter to nine right now. At 9 o'clock, we get the release of the full information on this. So all we have really heard is about the effectiveness of it and the minimal side effects. But the full release of all the data from the study is exactly what we're going to start diving into, because we have to be confident as physicians to say, yes, not only will we get it, but we also want all of you to get it as well. So interesting that, you know, the FDA is going to vote on this in 2 days, and that they're releasing the information now for all of us to look at. So I can tell you at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a whole bunch of doctors looking at that information.
So it is a wait-and-see thing, but the wait-and-see thing is a very short-term wait-and-see, because you will know soon.
It is. And, you know, when you look at, you know, what's happened in the last 30,000 people from this study, 30,000 from Moderna, 60,000 from Johnson & Johnson, when you start looking at that, you're starting to look at some big numbers. So the long-term effects we're not sure about, but the short-term side effects we know are very similar to what influenza has shown us, at least with the initial data that we've gotten. You're going to get a little achy. You may have some muscle pains. You may feel a little punky for a day or two. And that information is really important for us so that we can stagger this, as if someone gets it and needs a day off, you don't want to give it to everybody on day one and then say, oh boy, no one's coming to work tomorrow.
Can you,
so we need that information to figure out how we're going to stagger it as well.
Can you call into work punky? Can you do that? Can you...
Some of us can do that any day.
Can you call in and go, I'm a little punky today. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to power down for a little bit.
Yeah, we want people on their A game when they come to work. So
yeah,
if someone comes
so
in and says, I feel a little punky, we'll accept that.
All right. Violetta, specifically this morning, Dr. Most, had been asking about Grandma Bako.
Yeah, my grandma, she's in Serbia. She's quarantining there by herself in our small village. And they're starting
What's that village called again?
Urovica.
What?
Urovica.
Oh. We're calling it Libertyville.
Yeah, close enough.
Libertyville, Serbia. All right.
And, you know, what would you say to someone like me? I was a little bit nervous that, you know, the at-risk population is told to take this first, and I didn't want her to get these symptoms, or I was a little bit scared to tell her to get the vaccine. So what would you say to someone like me or who's worried about their elderly?
Yeah, Violetta, it's interesting that Europe is taking, or Britain, I should say, is taking a little bit different stand than we are. Britain is going right to those adults at high risk, you know, over the age of 65, nursing home. Whereas here, we're going to look at that first wave of being healthcare workers, nursing home workers, not patients. So we're looking at that to say, let's give it to these healthier people to make sure that it's tolerated well before we start to look at that. The biggest thing there, Violetta, is that this study with the 30,000 people in each of these, the vast majority of those were given to healthy people. So the impact on the older individuals is still a little bit unknown, but we know that they're the most vulnerable.
Right.
That being said, the Pfizer vaccine having to be kept at, you know, the negative 90 degrees and ultra cold, we have to figure a way to get people in remote villages or in smaller towns, how we're going to get a vaccine to them safely. And that's going to come from the Moderna vaccine, which can be kept just in a regular freezer, as well as the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. So she's going to buy a little bit of time right now.
Yeah, all right, let's before we let you go, Dr. Most, because I know you're 13 minutes away from some exciting, potentially exciting information. Let's go best case scenario. Let's go completely optimistic. Let's go completely positive. If this comes out clean, appears to work, there's enough doses, the rollout plan works, what date would you throw at us where we could say this is the day life returns to normal?
You know what? I'd really like it to be the 4th of July, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that if we can get the vast majority of healthcare workers and those at risk done here January, February, March, April, then May, June, we can do... We can start opening it to the general public. We'll have a lot more vaccine at that time. Okay. And then it also gives you the 28 days between the two shots. So I'm looking at it saying July and early July, I would hope that we are back to, you know, fans in the stands.
All right. Oh, so nice. If that being said, early July, so July 4th, we could, if we get a call, we could tell Guns N' Roses to schedule like July 20th at Wrigley Field.
Right. Hey, and don't be surprised if we have an app that shows that you got the vaccine, and that's what's going to allow you to get into places.
All right.
Totally.
Yeah.
All we'll right. take it, however we can get there.
The best.
Ticketmaster was working on that, remember?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Dr. Most, thanks so much for the information. I don't want to keep you. I want you to go get all of that so we can continue to move forward. All the best to you, and we will catch up again soon.
You got it. We'll talk later.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Dr. Kevin Most, your chief medical officer. Yeah. Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. Tidbit Tuesday, Drake.
Okay.
He had knee surgery.
Oh, didn't know that.
Seems kind of young to have knee surgery.
I don't think he had it replaced. I just think he, yeah. Drake had knee replacement surgery at the age of 27.
You
that
think
would be something.
He plays a lot of basketball. He's such a huge basketball fan. I wonder if he also plays all the time.
The Canadian star posted an update on his physical therapy to Instagram, informing fans that he's taken some confident steps at 5 weeks. While he never revealed the issue that led to the knee in a brace, some fans, like Whip, have speculated torn ACL.
Yeah,
ooh,
I can imagine
good.
Him being like the king of the get your buddies together pickup game.
Yeah, could be. Torn ACL might be the play there. Amy Schumer, you know her.
Yeah, funny.
The New York Post says she has been preserving an X-rated carrot she found. Boy, the New York Post will write about anything.
They really will.
Yeah. The carrot looks like it has two legs and a man's privates. A picture of the carrot is now trending online.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you did? Does it look like that?
Yeah.
Does it?
It does.
No, she's trending. Also, Courtney Cox revealed exactly how she safely put a raw turkey on her head. In the Friends episode. Remember that one?
That makes me so claustrophobic to see that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It appears as if Courtney covers her entire face with both plastic wrap and some towels to protect her eyes, mouth, and nose from the germs and the raw meat. Helpers then put the turkey on her head, and she demonstrated how she ended up doing it on the show.
Now, with all that Hollywood magic, they couldn't get her a fake raw turkey that just looked good?
Gotta look like the real thing.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Dolly Parton fans are reacting to a Holly Dolly Christmas, saying it's the only good thing we have left in 2020.
Oh, it's okay. So fun. It's a Hallmark movie, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, because I've seen it.
Yeah. It's on CBS, actually.
Oh.
It's going to air. It did, right? This past Sunday night. Yep.
I have no clue. I do know this much, that former President Obama recently said, I believe that his one great regret was that he did not give Dolly Parton the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but he made a call to Joe Biden to take care of that.
For what?
Just because she's Dolly Parton
doing good things?
Yeah. Well, she has done some really good things.
She
Plus, she's just
she gave $1 million, remember?
A cultural icon,
yeah,
I think.
True.
I don't know how she looks so good.
Yeah, the Holly Dolly Christmas, this past Sunday. That's got to mean that CBS will probably run that again. Or you could watch this, Death to 2020. That teaser is out now for the new Netflix original comedy event that will have contributors the likes of Samuel L. Jackson, Hugh Grant, Lisa Kudrow, Tracy Ullman, Leslie Jones, and a host of others. According to Netflix, Death to 2020 is a documentary-style special that weaves together some of the world's most fictitious, renowned voices with real-life archival footage spanning the past 12 months of pure hell.
That's kind of interesting.
You know what's also interesting?
Huh.
Since you're a big drinker, Gordon Ramsay is launching his own line of hard seltzers now. Is there anybody that doesn't have a hard seltzer?
No.
I love Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Do you love hard seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love Cardi B?
A little bit.
Cardi B tweeted about wanting to buy an $88,000 purse, and now people are shaming her. To that, I say, good.
No.
Good.
No, you stink.
Good.
You stink.
This was a trending.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you have more information?
I do, actually.
All right, I won't say anything more.
Okay.
Use your own information for that. Breakdancing is getting Olympic status to debut at the Paris Games in 2024, Whip, so there's still time.
You know where I'll be.
Yep.
That's right.
Didn't you used to do some of that for a while?
Oh,
you
yeah.
spinning around on
I
a piece of cardboard
with a
somewhere?
Giant piece of cardboard everywhere I went.
I thought that was the case.
You with see the boombox.
That's
see
right.
that Joe Exotic also has now asked Kim Kardashian for help getting a presidential pardon, sent her a handwritten letter, most of it in crayon.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah. Did he spray it with his special cologne?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know. God help us. What is going on this year?
I hope Kim doesn't help him.
Wow. The Kardashians have had to cancel their annual Christmas Eve party for the first time since 1978.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I know.
And
I know
they were planning it, but then a lot of backlash online led them to cancel it.
This would have been the year for me to go.
So now they have to do it in a basement.
That's because everybody's staying home, e-learning right now, and teachers are saying failing grades are off the rails this
year.
Really? Yep.
I heard something about that.
I thought they weren't handing out grades, really.
No, that was last year. I think this year they are. But I think, you know, stay tuned on that, too, Eric.
Okay. Because your wife's a teacher. Is she e-learning? Is she teaching from home?
Yeah, it's gone back and forth several times because of the stops and starts. But no, she's at school. But at the moment, the kids are not at school. But next week, they'll be back at school.
With students still learning from home in many areas, districts around the country are reporting a massive increase in F grades.
Right.
With disadvantaged students falling the furthest behind, teachers say many students are skipping assignments and struggling with limited internet access. The whole thing is an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I saw a meme that was like, oh, you think this is bad? In 20 years, the country's going to be run by kids taught at home by day drinkers. Their parents.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Why don't you get her another hard seltzer? That'd be great. Our second update. Keep in line with what the world is talking about, what's trending on Twitter, your top three things. We do it each morning around 7 a.m. And then again, an update at this time at the social media desk, keeping track of it all morning long. All your social media stuff. Violetta, you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Number three.
So you already told us that Cardi B got some backlash after tweeting, should I spend $88,000 on this damn purse? OMG, so tempting. People are saying she's being insensitive and that she should really read the room during these difficult times. To which Cardi B responded, hey, I donated millions of dollars to Corona Relief. And then she ended it really classy by saying, go cry about it.
She's nothing but class. I mean, that's one thing you got to give her. Start to finish, it's class.
See, the
nonstop
problem with saying to Cardi B, you're not doing a good job reading the room. Really, the only room she's ever read is a strip joint. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Goodbye.
you expect her to make a good decision? Come on. Trending on Twitter, number two.
New trend for the holidays. Instead of making gingerbread houses, people are making charcuterie chalets.
Oh.
And they actually look really delicious and super creative. They're breadstick walls, salami roofs, and then cheese trim.
It's made my stomach growl.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Salami roof. That sounds great. Whip loves himself a salami roof.
Salami.
Yep. And trending on Twitter, number one.
AirPod Max are finally out. These are going to be hands down the hottest gift for the holidays. It's the magic of AirPods. No cords, noise-canceling technology, and the stunning over-ear design. They're going to be really, really popular. It's a sleek look. They're really pretty. Mm-hmm. They're good for kids, e-learning, gamers, and music buffs. So
I really need to get on the AirPod kick, don't I?
But the thing is, the AirPods are so small. So it's funny that these are called AirPods.
Right.
I mean, the Max part comes in because they're huge. They're like our DJ headphones.
They're like headphones.
Yeah, they're just giant Bluetooth headphones, right? Which already exist, but they're not called AirPods. So these are the AirPod version.
Yeah, right. All right, I don't want those.
No.
I want the other ones.
The little bitty ones.
All right, thank you, Violetta. There
thank
it
you.
Is. ComEd will never come to your home or business to ask for your account information or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scamalert.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.